Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones. I am an author, international speaker, certified seminar leader, and practitioner for the Silver Method and the Prime Directive and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, the law of attraction and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I'm here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe that you've been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. This is a safe haven for discussion. We will entertain questions and ideas that will really open up your world. The thoughts and words and ideas expressed on this show are those of my guests or myself. We do not represent any organization. So please call in at 347-838-8437 when we are on air to ask any questions. Or email me at Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. That's Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. This information is in the description of this episode online. So again, welcome and thank you for spending your time with us, and let's start our program.
Well, it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Yes, it is a wonderful day here in Dallas.
Hello, everyone.
What I want to say is that this, we've been experiencing a lot of rain, and there's been a lot of flooding and those types of things. So I want to recognize and say that, you know, hopefully we'll sing the song, Rain, Rain, Go Away, Come Again Another Day, in about a week and a half or two. So that the ground can dry up and some of the rivers will go down and some of the lakes will go down. Now, you know, it's either feast or famine sometime. I watch very little television, but I watched a gentleman say on the news he had been praying for rain, and I think he thinks he prayed a little bit too much. Well, you know, I was one of those people also that was praying and visualizing that the lakes were full. And now they are full and overflowing, and I am thankful for that blessing. I know many of you have been disturbed and upset, not only by the events that have happened this week, but has happened over this last year, this 2015, the violence and that has been going on and the feeling of helplessness, the feeling of helplessness, how in the world can we feel and know and be able to help? So just think of one thing that you can do. It's not the idea that you can find people who think in the same way as this gentleman or this man, but be able to find and touch one additional soul and find out who they are and what they're about. It's one person at a time. So the frustration that you feel, I feel. The desperation sometime, and where in the world are we going to? And the world is looking at the United States in a certain way. So I pray for the families of victims, every victim, not just the ones that are in the news, but for all people who have had some tragedy in their life. That's what I want to think about today. So as I do our short meditation, I want you to think about those things. And I want you to take a deep breath in and out. Another deep breath in and out. Ooh. All right. And I want you to understand and know that you are loved. We know that there is a higher power in the universe who is taking note of all of this. We also know that that higher power in the universe has given us power and capabilities to speak and have things happen. So set your intention to find or to ask for one thing that you can do to make a difference. One thing that you can do that will change your life and someone else's life. Today, we're setting your intention and asking that this be a wonderful, beneficial, productive week, and that all types of inspired actions are coming in order to make things be. Is there another intention that you would like for this week? So just set that intention. Mentally say what you want for this week. As you have believed, let it be done to you. And it is so. All right. Good. Take a deep breath. All right. Well, over the last couple of months, I've been working really hard, to clear away some barriers in my life. In fact, I did go to a session called Money Breakthrough. Yeah. Nice name, right? Yeah. But the idea is to clear away those things in your life that may be preventing you from being the best that you can be and allowing you to bring in and create the life that you want. And one of the things that we talked about in that session was gremlins. And, you know, some of you remember the movie Gremlins, and they were really nice little cuddly things, and then they turned into devils, so to speak. They were just wreaking havoc. So what is it that's in your life that's wreaking havoc, right? I've had ups and downs over the last few months since I went to that class, but honestly, many things have changed. So what do you say? Well, how do I figure out what's bugging me? And what I say is, what is it that you tell yourself all day long, right? What is it that you hear playing in your mind that says you're not good enough, or says that, oh, sit down, you don't have to do that. Oh, you just let them, you're not good at that, right? It's always been that way. It'll always be that way. There's nothing I can do about that. No changes that I can make. Who am I to say that I can make changes in the world? Who am I? Right? Now, this past week and others, I've beat my own self up for not being like others. But the key was, it wasn't so much about being like the other person. It was knowing that I wasn't being all that I could be. But I compared myself. Oh, I can never reach that level. Oh, I could never do that. Oh. And then I realized, why couldn't I? Why shouldn't I? And I know some people would say about their own circumstances, but I can't be a Michael Jordan. If you're looking at becoming a, you know, good at basketball in high school or college or even elementary school or, you know, on the pickup team, I can't play golf as good as Tiger Woods once did, right? But we see even a famous person who was very good, I'll say lose his mojo, right? A person who was extremely well looked up by everyone, and everyone, we still look up at him. We know what he could do. So what's wrong? We don't know if his physical health is good or bad, his eyesight is good or bad. In my own personal opinion, he's got gremlins. He's got gremlins because he's lost his confidence in his game and in his own ability to see what's going on. Many of you may remember the fact that he would hit shots that no one else could hit, and now he's just all over the course. What is it? In my mind, his focus and his concentration and the belief in himself has left. And now he's worried about what people think. Now, this is my own opinion. It may not be true, but this is what I see. And you may see something else, just as you may see something in someone else in your life, in your friends or in your family. You see something in them, and you know that they can be better and more powerful. And when you encourage them to do that, they just go, oh, I can't do that. Now, some of them may say, well, what will people think? Well, I'll tell you, if Martin Luther King thought about what other people thought, he wouldn't have made the changes or helped bring about the changes in this world that we have today. If Nelson Mandela thought about what the government thought, he wouldn't have spent all those years in jail. Now, I'm not saying that we need to do something so drastic, but you can do one thing in your life. So you've got that thing on your shoulder that says, oh, yeah, I'd really love to, let's say, do some decoration in your home. Being a female, that's what I'm going to think about, right? We're going to do something different in our home. I really want to remodel my kitchen, but finances won't allow me to pay for anybody to do that, and I just don't have the skills to do those things. You'd be surprised at what skill you have in your life in order to make those changes. What is it in your life that says, I just can't do that. I'm not good at math. I'm not good at science. I'm not good at, my boss hates me. Well, why? Why do you think he hates you? Why is it that people at work give you a hard time? Or things are never, ever right at work. It's just, you know, the atmosphere is terrible. In one of my group sessions, a woman talked about work, the atmosphere at work, and how the people were, how they treated each other, how she wasn't happy at work, but she needed the job. And so we went through the process of asking for a difference in work. You said, well, what did you ask for? Well, what we asked for was peace and calm and generosity we asked for the things that she wanted to see in her workplace. We identified the areas that were gremlins to her, place that was good for her, and we asked for those things. We went into the meditative state, and we asked that there would be peace and calm and that everyone worked well together, that they were, I'll say for the lack of the exact words, but that they were polite and kind to one another. And we set the intention and asked higher intelligence, God, to bring that about in that workplace. And slowly she came back about 2 weeks later, and she said, things are changing. Not majorly, but things are changing. My boss did X, Y, and Z. She said, he's never done that before. So we asked, was there anything that was still going on that she'd like to change and have happen? And we asked as a group. Because when two or more gathered together and asked, the power, the synergy of the asking of the energy is greater. It is multiplied. And over a period of time, not even a couple months, I'll say a month and a half, her workplace changed. Now, was it because she changed and then everybody around her changed? Or did they really change? I don't know. I don't care. The fact is the workplace changed. Another woman came to the group and was asking for marriage. She asked about creating this marriage, this ideal marriage. And we formulated the command for her to say and ask for this marriage, and she said it in the way that was perfect for her. And we all mentally said the command for her. And I got an email from her, and it said, oh my goodness, and I'm paraphrasing, is that things have changed. See, we thought she was single and asking for marriage, but she was married. And her husband had come back from Iraq and was not the same person, and things weren't going well. And she said, in the last week, things have changed. He's getting better, and I thank you. And we continued to do that prayer, set that intention for her so that he was healed and their marriage was healed and moved forward. So the key, really, in removing those gremlins from your life is identifying what they are, and they can be anything. I identified what was going on in my life. I identified that I was holding on to things that had long passed their purpose, right? But I wouldn't let go of them. And when I went to this session and we talked, it got down to I missed my mom. Now, my mom's been gone since the early 80s, but I missed my mom, and I misunderstood some of the things that she did for me in my younger years. And we talked about that, and we cleared that, and we knew that she loved me very much. And coming home from that session, I started clearing out things, and I'm still in that process of clearing away things in my life. that no longer serve their purpose. Because I'm being filled, feeling of love. So, let's take a look, and I've got a caller on the line, and if you have a question, or hello, are you there? I'm at 2381 is your last four digits. Okay, so I'm going to assume that you're just listening and not have a question, so. But let's move on here with this idea of limiting beliefs. What do you find that you're concentrating on? Is it a failed relationship? Is it losing a job, being swamped in debt? Because that which you continue to dwell on will be in your life, and it manifests itself. And you may not see how what you're thinking is making changes in your life or keeping you in the space that you are today. David Hawkins, in his book, Reality and Subjectivity, said that beliefs are the determinant of what one experiences. There are no external causes. There are no external causes. And sometimes it's like, really? There's no external causes. I mean, you know, I didn't do that. Well, you may not physically have done that, but sometimes the way you think, well, all the time, the way you think is the way you live your life. If you believe that you're being mistreated and that you're a victim, then you will be. I have watched so many people come out of that victim mode, that came out of that mode that said, but if they didn't do so-and-so, you know, sometimes I think of, well, if my mom didn't do, if she had, or my dad, I'd be, really? How many people do you know or have you heard about that in spite of their circumstances, in spite of where they were, they became a doctor, a lawyer, a singer, And we were talking the other day about singers or people who have bands. And there's a band, there's several, there's quite a few bands right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and wherever you live, there are bands in your area that people follow. They are at some venue every weekend, and people say, where are you? And they flock to that location because they love the way that band sounds. And that band has never made it on the national scene. But they are loved and adored right in their neighborhood, and they make really excellent living being that band in that neighborhood. Sometimes we aren't on the national stage. Sometimes we're on the stage of our living room. Sometimes we're on the stage at work. The idea is that you listen to those beliefs that you have and down and say, is this my gremlin that's stopping me from getting that promotion? Is that my gremlin that's stopping me from leaving an abusive relationship? Is this my gremlin that is stopping me from going to school? Right? I don't have the money to go to school. Okay, do you want to go to school? Yes. Why don't you ask? Provide a way for me to go to school. Why don't you ask for the information that's necessary to help you go to school? Is there a scholarship? Is there an opening? I talked to one young lady, and her way is she went into the military. And she said, when I go into the military, this is what I will get. I didn't have the money to go to school. I'm going in. I only have to be there for 2 years. This is what I'm going to get. This is the training I'm going to get. These are the things. She found a way. Another friend of mine wound up with a scholarship. They didn't know. They weren't the number one person in school, but they found scholarships and grants that put them through school, but they looked for it. They didn't sit back and say, I don't have the money. I can't get there. I've talked before about being a quilter. And in the beginning, it was like, are you kidding me? You know, but I hadn't gone to a class. I went to a class, and I learned the secrets and techniques and the rules, you know, of and regulations of quilting, and started out with a small wall hanging, tiny wall hanging. And then it got bigger and bigger. And as I got better, they got bigger. And then I made a single bed quilt. And now I went all the way up to a king size quilt. I entered contests and got ribbons. But I did it, but I was sewing over and over. I'd rip things out and put them back together. Rip things out and put them back together. Determination. Determination. But the key, oh, really, really, the key to this whole thing is recognizing that you have these gremlins that you need to work through, ask for help from, or get yourself a coach that will help you get through that. You know, I talk about as you believe, let it be done to you. And I've got a caller at 1294 on the line. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello, Bonnie. How are you?
I am fabulous, Beverly. How are you?
I'm great. So what do you think about these gremlins?
Well, they tend to pop up in the strangest places and do the strangest things. But I agree with you about you, whatever it is that seems to pop up and block you or challenge you, you have the ability to control the situation at all times anyway. So if you determine you're going to get past that, then you do. And if it's not that important to you so that you want to get past it, then you don't have to. In my case, a lot of times I wanted to find out if I could do something. But I didn't want to make it my life's work. I think I accomplished it, and then I moved on to something else. It's always good to figure out where you want to go. You can make yourself, you can put yourself in a position to where the right people will show up to get you in the right place at the right time. Or you can sit back and not want any of that to happen. So it's up to you at every moment of the day.
Every moment. And thank you, Bonnie. That is absolutely right. Well, you know, our time is up again. My goodness, it just seems to disappear. But I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank my callers that are always listening. And, you know, I know sometimes you hit the button number one and you really, you know, don't want to be on air, and that's okay. But I want to thank you so much for being part of the show and listening to me each week. And I haven't decided what next week's conversation may be, but it may be a continuation of this, because I didn't talk about the meditation. that we would do. In fact, I think next week that's what we'll do. We'll talk, and I'll talk about the meditation that I'm doing now called the Prime Directive, and we'll put it together, and we will show you how it works, and I'll talk about why it works. And the Prime Directive really is a form of prayer. So don't get confused. This is meditative prayer and taking you into the state, as I like to say, that takes you into the anteroom of God. So join me another episode.
Thank you for listening today. I hope that what we shared with you today is a blessing to you. Don't forget, you can receive a free Silva Altermind ESP system mini course valued at over $100 and start using the Silva Altermind system today to help you make the rest of your life the best of your life. To get the free course, go to silverfox.silvacourses.com. That's silverfox.silva, S-I-L-V-A, courses.com. Click on the newsletter link on the left side of the page and follow the instructions. If you have any suggestions for the show, send them to me at Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. And don't forget, I have a free twice-monthly Commanding Your Life telecircle on the first and third Thursdays. You get the opportunity to learn more, to ask questions, and to become engaged. So more information on the circle can be found at meetup.commandingyourlife.com. That's meetup.commandingyourlife.com. Or go to commandingyourlife.com and look at events. Join me next week for another exciting and interesting topic or guest. Matthew 9:29 says, "As you have believed, let it be done to you." And it is so.